This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Got some good news coming from the Astros. Got some good news. I told you about Hayden Wisniewski having Tommy John surgery and Colton Gordon getting a start on Sunday. Blanco will see a doctor next week for a second opinion. So that is the latest coming from Joe Espada. Arrigetti will see a doctor next week and could start playing catch. He's going to come back after the All-Star break. I am certain that we're on that. I mean, if they got to build him up like spring training, we're looking after, and we up here talking about he might play catch next week. He's just gripping things. We're looking after the All-Star break. So Arrigetti will see a doctor next week and could start playing catch. Now here is the good news: Yordan Alvarez did baseball drills on the field today, and according to Brian McTaggart, more importantly, Yordan Alvarez hit off a pitching machine in the batting cage today. This is past hitting off a tee and soft toss. He actually hit off a pitching machine in the batting cage today. So Yordan Alvarez, who Dana Brown, take it how you want to take it, said yesterday he doesn't think he is going to have a rehab start. I think he'll just come and be ready to go right when he's ready to go. So we'll see. He's hitting off a pitching machine. Now, again, maybe we don't know how fast that machine's coming in. I don't know. You just don't know. When they were saying he was hitting in batting cages, I didn't think that meant off the tee.
If he's swinging a bat, I think that's a big step for me and my
as it reads, it is.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you just never know with the Astros. I mean, in terms of how bad something is, but if he's with a hand injury, I know there was a lot of fear. Again, I was listening to you guys yesterday. There was a lot of fear of boy, this could be worse. This could be some of that Kyle Tucker type stuff where there's a broken hand. I can't remember who it was, Patrick Creighton. Maybe it was Luke yesterday, but even referring back to last year, I think, the year we won the World Series when he missed a bunch of time with the hand.
Yeah.
Is it something that needs to be fixed? But if he's swinging a bat, then it seems like that you can put that to bed. The other thing, Spencer Arrigetti getting out of a cast is a big step.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the big announcement though. Are we still playing long toss in the outfield during the opponent's batting practice?
Yes, they're still doing it. I bet you they're still doing it right now.
Come on, man. I want Spencer Arrigetti to come out and say, hey guys, look, man, it's a terrible accident, freak accident. I'm glad it happened because now we're no longer in the outfield and left field playing a long time.
Man, I ain't going to lie. I want to know the play-by-play of how that happened. It is just the freakiest.
In today's world, I guarantee there's a video.
It's the freakiest thing to have happened. It hit him right in his pitching hand.
Yeah, let me
tell you. Was his back turn? Was he like?
Yeah, no, I think he was. I think his left shoulder was pointed towards home plate, and he was in left field, and he was out there playing long toss. And I think he had just thrown it, and he was standing there like this with his hand down by his side, just cocked open enough to where that ball could come across his belly button and hit
just the luck.
That's it.
It could have hit him in his balls. It could have hit him in his chest.
Anywhere, he'd
still be pitching right now.
Anywhere but right shoulder down, and he'd still be pitching.
And because of that.
But that cast is off, so we're getting closer. I just hope, I want to have a serious conversation with a baseball guy.
With somebody that.
Well, because I remember when it first happened, I was hearing a lot about how, oh, everybody does it. Oh, everybody's playing long toss in the outfield.
Next time we talk to Tony Gwynn Jr., we'll have that conversation.
I can't. Yeah, and you know what? If Tony Gwynn, I'm afraid what I'm going to say. If Tony Gwynn says, oh, yeah, man, we've been doing that for years, I'm afraid what I'm going to say to Tony.
Okay, well, practice that and warm yourself up.
I mean, how stupid do you have to be?
Well, they've been being stupid with it for years now, I think, then, if that's the case. Because I do think – I don't think they stopped.
Think about it. Think about that situation, Ron. If you went to a game tonight, let's say you had some baseball in your background, and you just had the opportunity to go play a little long toss in the outfield with the Astros, and the opponent's team was taking BP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And somebody said, you go stand out there in left field, face me, and we're gonna play long toss. What would you say?
We've always done it.
I think I'm gonna set that one out, boys. How about you take your happy ass out there? I'll stand over here
gonna be thinking about it now every time we go out.
I mean, I can't believe how people are dead serious responding to me like, oh yeah, Clint, happens all the time. I want to be like, and you don't think that somebody's an idiot for doing it?
It happens all the time. From the text line, as I said, multiple people, you have to check the numbers sometimes. Multiple people have Emerson Hancock as a male prostitute. And a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Someone said he owns his own his own company. It sounds like a rich guy.
if he's pitching in the bigs, he'd be considered rich.
What do you think? I wonder what Emerson's dad name is. I mean, if you're going Emerson Hancock.
If you're Emerson Hancock, we got to go by something. We got to shorten that thing down or something. Right, we got to have a nickname.
We got to find a middle name. Do we got a middle name on Emerson Hancock? I might have to go find Emerson's father's name. That's one you don't get all the time. All right, as we continue here, Big City Wings, Christian Hancock. That's what you got to go with, right? Emerson Christian Hancock.
It's got to be Christian Emerson. Which way is it?
It's Emerson Christian. from Thomasville, Georgia. Oh boy, that is.
I mean, if I guess if you want to, you want to separate yourself a bit, Emerson will do it. Yeah. A lot of Christians in this world.
Don and Mona. Don and Mona Hancock. That's a
Mona.
Don and Mona Hancock sat there together and said Emerson. And Don and Mona Hancock got down there and said, "Oh, big Emerson, come on down, do your thing, baby."
I know Mona wouldn't stand a chance in my crew. I know that.
Somebody's hunting down Mona.
No, I'm just talking about with that name, that full name. Oh, she is. I mean, she better have thick skin.
Somebody said on the text line, these Astros, none of their asses should be out there doing any long talk. Nobody should be doing any long toss. Nobody should even be throwing. God, dog, man, you ain't lying, man. The injuries that these guys have had in that pitching staff, man. We can't
keep the whole pitching staff in bubble tape.
My God, man. Like, hey, Hunter, man, we don't need a.
He made me nervous standing on the rail when Jose Altuve hit that home run last night. Standing on the rail in the dugout.
Oh, man. That's crazy there. All right. Again, guys, yes, we get done at 6 o'clock, but that don't mean that you got to stop partying here, man. TV's everywhere. Great spot to come out here and enjoy yourself. As we said, coming up at 9, half price appetizers, $5 margaritas in the building, and the mud bugs are out. You can go ahead and get them bugs and get you something to eat. The wings, always. Obviously, Big City Wings, the wings are always great. Clint had the Tajin wings, formerly known as what was it? Lucas.
Wings. I think Lucas was a close cousin of Tajin. Maybe where Tajin originated.
Maybe
even.
Where then they spun off.
I feel like they're too closely related to not
spin off.
I mean, got to be. So somebody had to do what I did when I was eating Lucas, and I was literally like, how can you create this in several different forms so you can mass distribute it? And I think that's where Tajin came from.
Yeah, spinoff. Yeah. Frasier, yeah. Like Lucas was Cheers, and then it spun off to Frasier. All right, come on out, hang out with us. Coming up here, we're about to announce our final winner. Our final winner as soon as this segment right here ends on a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Coming up, we'll get to that, what's bugging Clint about C.J. Stroud. And Tyler told us he was still going to make some bets. I don't see that in here, man. My man Tyler, did he say that? He said that.
We ain't got pictures or bets. He said he put him in the rundown. Or bet.
He said he would. I don't see him. And he had a nice night. He was 5 of 6 last night. Guess we ain't got them. Damn, man. Now I'm going to check and see if he's all right.
I dare him to respond about beds after not responding about the panties he's wearing.
Coming up, as I said, man, we'll get what's bugging Clint about what's happening with C.J. Stroud. That's coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.